Order. All righty, then.
And we'll do the
whenever you want to go.
Okay, Jay, let everybody in.
Hi.
All right, I'll call the public hearing to order. Let's start with the pledge. If you could lead us with the pledge, Mr. Gavaris, Legislator Gavaris, I mean.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the
United States of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Be seated.
Roll call. Archer?
Here.
Bartels?
Here.
Bruno? Cahill?
Here.
Corcoran?
Here.
Criswell.
Here.
DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Fabiano. Gavaris.
Present.
Green.
Here.
Haynes.
Here.
Heppner.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Parity.
He's here, but he's not. There he is.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts. Ronk.
Present.
Uchitel.
Present.
Walter.
Here.
And Waro.
Here.
There are 20 present and 3 absent. Tonight's public hearing is on the proposed 2021 Ulster County budget and the proposed 2021 through 2026 capital program. For those guests that are joining us tonight, we'll be calling on you one by one to ask if you'd like to speak, and then the chairman will give you 2 minutes to speak, and we'll go from there. Go ahead, Jay.
We have a caller from 845-399-0992. If you could first give us your name. And I believe *6 to unmute yourself.
Hi, thank you for allowing me to speak. My name is Karen Schaffel. I live in the town of Rosendale. And I have worked in this community for many years in children's services. And I understand that there are budget cuts and there's lots of constraints. And I want to talk about how Ulster County has been a leader in serving our youth with significant family and or behavioral struggles. And that resulted in Ulster County being relatively low rate of youth placement. And this is in part because we believe that keeping children out of the juvenile justice system is an advantage to everyone. One thing I want to make everyone aware, though there are many social reasons for doing this, it is also a financial gain. Each placement can run upward from $80,000 a year. The ability to minimize placement also defers the negative outcomes that youth often demonstrate after being in placement as they transition to adulthood. And these involve often in becoming offenders and incarcerated. This would be an additional cost to the county. So right now the county is proposing to cut programs that serve these youth in through the preventive using. These programs, such as YAP, Youth Advocate Program, and or Families Now, or MST are programs that prevent these youth from going to residential placements. So therefore would prevent the expenditure of those dollars. These programs are currently up for a 50% cut, which would drastically reduce the number of children and families served. There are no other programs in the county that provide the kind of wraparound services and additional 24/7 crisis hotline that these programs provide. It is imperative that the legislators consider the outcomes of cutting these programs that uniquely assist the youth that cannot be served. It's important to remember that with the minimum investment in these programs, even if just such as three youths would be prevented from placement, that would save an overall $240,000 a year and probably more costs in the future. So the three programs are MST, YAP, and Family Now. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm not speaking that well. Does anybody have any questions?
Chair, are we allowed to ask questions at this point?
Normally,
oh, no. I don't know. I don't know the procedures. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, normally we are not. We don't ask questions. But I believe that you know we need to look into that. So I think that would be a follow up, not during the public comment.
Okay. Can I just, you know, I just want to say that I understand that there are budget cuts and there's going to be budget cuts, and I'm not naive to that. But I just want to make aware that when you cut the programs that prevent these kinds of placements, that work with these families, you're preventing the crisis calls, the hospitalizations, the police having to come out to 911. You're preventing these kids going into a placement or a system that is more costly than the preventive programs. So though it looks good initially that you're saving money, in the end, I think a lot more dollars would be spent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Okay, we have a caller from 914-456-4886. If you could give us your name. And star 6 to unmute.
And you can give everybody a minute to unmute, Jay, and I like that you're telling them how. And what we can always do is circle back at the end because we don't have that many people.
Okay. Then let's move on to, I saw Lynn Sakai. Did you drop off? All right, we'll move right along to Andrew. I'm not going to try and pronounce your last name. Did you want to offer public comment tonight?
Hey, I'm not going to offer comment tonight, but I'll be back on tomorrow.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
We have had a caller from 845-750-1638. Are you still with us? All right. And then we have someone logged in as Ted. Ted, would you like to offer public comment?
No, not at this time.
Would you like to give us your last name, Ted?
It's Millar.
Great. And then we had, and it looks like we lost our Ulster County resident.
Hello.
So then I guess we'll ask again, Chairman Donaldson and Clerk Fabella, if the caller from 914-456-4886 would like to star six unmute and offer public comment. It looks like our caller left, but we have some insider information that that may have been Mr. Steve Turk. Steve Turner. And that's all I have for you, Madam Chair and Chairman Donaldson.
I don't see anybody else signed up, Dave. Mr. Chairman, if you just want to ask if there's anyone else, just...
Yes, is there anyone out there that wishes to speak that is on the line at this point? You would need to unmute yourself and speak up. Well, hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
So moved.
Second by
Ronk.
Very, very good. Public hearing is adjourned. Tomorrow's public hearing will be the same time. And the power, it's a powered Zoom meeting again. Attendance by phone is 646-558-8656. And the meeting number is 964-418-8478. The public comment is by phone again, 646-558-8656. And I'll do my best to get here on time. And have a nice evening.
Take care, everybody. Stay healthy and safe.
And have an ordinary day tomorrow.